Hosea chapter 10. Israel is a luxuriant vine. It yields its fruit. But in proportion to the abundance of its fruit, it has increased its altars. In proportion to the goodness of its land, they have been good at erecting idolatrous statues. Their heart is divided. Now they will bear their guilt. He will break the necks of their altars. He will devastate their idolatrous statues. For they will now say, "We have no king, for we have not feared the Lord." And, "What would a king do for us?" They have spoken words, swearing falsely, making a covenant, so that judgment flourishes like hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will fear for the calves of Beth Arvin, for its people shall mourn for it, as will the idolatrous priests who rejoiced over its glory, which has departed from it. This too will be carried to Assyria as a present for King Jareb. Ephraim will receive shame, and Israel will be ashamed because of his counsel. Samaria with her king is reduced to silence, like foam on the surface of the sea. And the idolatrous raised sites of Arvin will be destroyed. They are Israel's sin. Thorns and brambles will come up on their altars. And they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." From the days of Gibeah you have sinned, O Israel. There they took a stand. Did not battle befall them in Gibeah because of the wicked men? In my longing I would chastise them when nations were gathered against them, when they joined battle at their two fountains. But Ephraim is a trained calf, which likes to tread corn, and I passed over the beauty of her neck. I will cause Ephraim to be ridden, and Judah will plough, and Jacob will harrow for him. Sow righteousness for yourselves, reap in proportion to your mercy, and break up fallow land for yourselves, for it is time to be seeking the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness on you. You have ploughed injustice, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of falsehood, for you put trust in your own way, in the greatness of your warriors. And a tumult will arise among your people, and all your fortified cities will be plundered. As when Shalman plundered Beth Arbel on the day of battle, when a mother was dashed to pieces with her sons. So shall Beth El do to you, because of your great wickedness. At dawn the king of Israel will be utterly reduced to silence.